Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating development in the realm of data analysis, specifically related to the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, or NHANES. This extensive dataset has been a goldmine for researchers who study public health trends in the United States since 1999. However, despite its value, working with NHANES data is often a complex challenge. With various files and metadata that can seem like a maze, researchers frequently struggle to manage, analyze, and interpret this rich source of information. Enter a recent publication that aims to simplify this process. The researchers behind this work have developed a reproducible computational environment using Docker containers, PostgreSQL databases, and R to help streamline NHANES data management and analysis. Today, we'll break down the findings of this paper and also touch on some critiques that have been raised about their approach. First, let's talk about the advantages of this new computational environment. By utilizing Docker, the researchers created lightweight containers that bundle together all necessary components for running analysis smoothly. This means that anyone, regardless of their computing setup, can use the same software environment, hence making the results more reproducible. They also built a specialized R package, known as NANISA, which provides quicker access to NHANES data, making it easier for scientists to perform analyses across multiple survey cycles. The paper claims that their tools can handle the complex metadata often associated with NHANES. For instance, NHANES has a variety of datasets collected over different times, along with detailed codebooks that explain the data. The NANISA package simplifies this interaction by allowing users to access the data transparently without needing to know the intricacies of the underlying database management. In addition to simplifying access, the authors have created a platform called EpiConnector. This platform promotes collaboration by allowing users to share coding practices and analytical scripts. The goal here is to build a community, similar to existing open-source projects in bioinformatics, where researchers can improve upon each other's work. So, what kind of analyses can this new system support? One of the striking examples given in the paper was an analysis of body mass index, or BMI, among 40 to 59-year-olds across multiple NHANES cycles over time. The researchers demonstrated that this analysis, which involved 22 different tables from various cycles, could be completed in about 3 seconds on a standard personal computer. This kind of efficiency is essential for drawing meaningful conclusions from large, complex datasets. Now, let's take a moment to discuss the critiques and areas of improvement noted by an AI scientific reviewer. Overall, the work is recognized for its strengths in reproducibility and rigor. The datasets are publicly available, and the methodologies have been documented clearly. This opens the door for other researchers to replicate the processes and findings. However, while the paper makes substantial contributions to analytical methods for NHANES data, it lacks direct relevance to bioimaging. Although the tools developed could indirectly support studies that incorporate imaging data, the authors didn't directly address methods or applications relevant to bioimaging in their work. This is a key point that could weaken its applicability in certain areas of research. Another suggestion for improvement was the opportunity to enhance the discussion on ethical considerations when it comes to data use. The field of health data is rich with complexities, particularly around privacy and consent. Additionally, providing explicit examples of how these methods could be utilized in future research projects could enhance practical applications. To summarize, this paper introduces an innovative approach to managing and analyzing NHANES data. It focuses on creating reproducibility and sharing knowledge through specialized tools. While the framework is promising and addresses several challenges in data management, the critique highlights opportunities for improving its relevance and ethical considerations in future iterations. That's a wrap for today's episode of SciBud. Be sure to tune in next time as we continue exploring exciting advancements in science. Whether you're a curious newcomer or a seasoned pro in scientific fields, there's always something fresh to learn. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Maple, and I'll catch you next time.